back to the Spoon Guys on the Little Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're talking everything chilly. And it is chilly out still. This March has come in a little bit cold, and they're talking in the next two or three days where we are that this could be record-breaking cold for these days of the year. So, and we're supposed to be having single-digit stuff and multiple degrees below zero.
Finally going to get some real global warming.
Right, yeah, well, I don't know. Al's doing something else. He's fixing the internet or something. I don't know what he's doing. But
so, Cincinnati chili, I'm not going to tell you how to make it because I've still not perfected it. But I'll tell you, you can go to Kroger and you can buy Skyline chili in the can. The thing about Cincinnati chilies in general that is what makes them Cincinnati chili is it's not a Tex-Mex. It's a dark brown chili that's got coffee and chocolate in it. And it sounds weird, but the first time you take a taste of it, it's like, wow, that it doesn't necessarily remind me of traditional chili, but whatever this stuff is, it's really good. So Skyline is the big franchise down there. Matter of fact, we went down to Knoxville on our way back from Florida, and we drove home from Knoxville. So as we're approaching Cincinnati, I saw a Skyline chili logo on the exit sign, and I said, we need gas right here. So we got over for gas.
So you went that chili and you got some gas. Right, okay, I'm with you.
So I found a gas station right next to a Skyline, and I let my son fill the car up, and I sprinted to the Skyline for Skyline chili dogs because you can actually eat them in the car.
You couldn't take your family over there and spend
5 minutes?
Oh.
They didn't want any. They had just eaten, and I knew there was a Skyline coming up, so I abstained.
Yeah.
But they make these little chili dogs, and it's a wonderful franchise, just wonderful. You go inside, and everybody says hi to you, and it's a happy place. But they get this finely shredded cheddar, and they mound it on no matter what you order. So I got chili dogs, for which I never get there. And, oh, my God, it's so good.
Well, you usually have the chili. What they do different there, the Skyline, is they put it on spaghetti noodles, right?
Yeah, and you can have it up to five ways. So okay. Skyline chili is one. To have it on noodles is a two-way. To have it with beans is a three-way. And then to add onions is a four-way, and add cheese is a five-way or something like that.
Okay.
So I always get a five-way. I always get just a Skyline five-way. And then you put hot sauce on top. They give you oyster crackers to put around your plate. And
soak
it's
up
a
the
love
tomato
fest,
juice.
Man. Yeah. It's a love fest.
Yeah, it's something that I've tried it out of the can. I'm sure it's not as good as if you go there, right?
But you know, you can make it really, really quite well out of the can if you do it right. The other thing is, on our website, I have a couple of Cincinnati chili recipes if you want to try them. You can just go online and use your search engine. I wouldn't recommend using Google any longer because they're creepy and they're selling your data. So I switched to
DuckDuckGo. I had an issue.
The whole country's got an issue. DuckDuckGo is where I get all my stuff now. I switched all my browsers over, and I don't get banner ads on anything anymore. So there's the proof. So go searching and look up any kind of chili recipes you want. The Cincinnati is a big tag. You'll find plenty of them.
So let's talk a little bit about, we've been saving this one kind of till last, and this is a smoked chili. This is something that Bob and I are novice chili competition guys. We don't do it a tremendous amount. We'll get into
once a year.
Once or twice a year, we'll get into one of these contests, and we've won a couple of them. But what we've won with is a smoked chili, and without getting too deeply into our recipe, because you don't need to write it down anyway.
No.
But
it's the concept.
Right, it's the concept of this, and we use sirloin steak, right? And we'll fire up the smoker, and we put some smoke wood on there, whatever flavor you like, right? We usually use apple or cherry. We're not into mesquite or hickory or anything like that, the bigger flavors. It's a lighter flavor that we do, and we'll smoke that. And then, Bob, your secret on the vegetables is you go to, like, the big box store, the big grocery stores.
Yeah. And you just get the old tomatoes and the old peppers because they'll sell them really cheap. And you actually
– you kind of got to go to the produce manager,
right? That's right. And you got to sweet talk them. Sometimes they'll just give them to you. But basically, when you throw a tomato, for example, in your smoker, the first thing you'll notice is it's going to look like it's really old after 10 minutes. It's going to shrink up and shrivel, and it's going to look awful. You throw some peppers in there, they're going to do the same thing. So if you take some that are already ripe and doing that, who cares? Because you're going to turn it into a really soft texture anyway.
That's right.
And to be honest with you, a tomato in particular, the flavor of a tomato is going to change drastically as it increases ripeness. Mm-hmm. It's also going to change drastically as you roast it. So you're doing something to the flavor of that tomato that's going to make it just absolutely scream for another one.
Right, yeah. And they do absorb some of the smoke. I mean,
it does. Right. It does.
So we had the tomatillos, I know, that we put on there, and we left those in the wrapper, if I remember correctly. And then we peeled them after we smoked them.
Probably.
Yep. And then a variety of peppers, not just bell peppers, but jalapenos and poblanos.
Yeah. We had
and
serranos, poblanos, yep. Anything right. With an ano on it.
Ano and ano and ano. We went with the pepper list, right. But the key is to not oversmoke this stuff. But smoke it till it gets soft and tender.
Right.
And then we, trying to not make it quite so hot, would take them off the smoker, split them open, and take the knife blade and scrape the seeds out, right, on some of them. Not all of them, but some of those peppers, the heat is in the seeds. And we were making this when we compete. We make it for everybody. We don't make it for ourselves.
Well, I think what you're really trying to say is the heat is in that placental fiber that's
right,
in the
right.
pepper.
You love that term.
You don't like to say it. Right. It's not the seed, though. The seed has nothing but reproductive power.
Right.
It's the placenta.
Okay. Well, so we scrape out the afterbirth, and then we get
make
the rest
a smoothie.
Of the pepper. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A placenta smoothie.
And
you
then,
could be a midwife.
We get the rest of the pepper, and we dice those up and put them in. Okay. So there's nothing magic here other than
no.
the fact that we smoked the vegetables and the meat.
Yep.
We dice it up in like a quarter-inch dice, the sirloin steak, fat and all,
also
leave
then,
it in there.
Yeah, also generally have some big cans of tomatoes, just canned tomatoes, because you need a lot of sauce.
Right.
And sometimes maybe even some tomato sauce. But, you know, I don't know that I ever make anything the same thing twice anyway.
Right.
But it's just a wonderful way to do chili. Now, our friends down at Cajun Grill, they make a grill that actually holds a big pot in it.
Right.
Because Cajun food, they make on the grill all the time with the lid shut because they want that smokiness into their stews, their gumbo, jambalaya, their gumbos, all that stuff.
Right.
So our methodology is, I think, sound.
That's some man food, man. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Man Law 64. You shall respect the way a man earns his income. Men shall not poke fun at any honest living.
That's right. Sometimes you don't get to choose.
Unless it's stripping. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Real funny if I'm looking at me in the mirror doing that. But so let's talk a little bit about the seasonings in chili because it isn't all just chili powder. There's other things that are going on there. So, and I know you've got a kind of a little private blend, but just mention a few things that are in your chili seasoning.
You want to make it really easy? Go to your good butcher shops and look for Billy Bones chili blend.
Okay.
It's so spot on and perfect.
Okay.
You don't even have to reinvent the wheel. Billy is long gone now. 5 years he's been, we've missed him, but His rubs are still being made. Sobey Meats has them all.
Right.
And I think his chili blend is called Buck Snort.
Okay.
And Sobey Meats has it. I'm sure shops like R&J's up in Houghton Lake have it. It's just all over the place. But it's Billy Bones. And then there's all sorts of folks from the barbecue circuit that make chili blends. And I have gotten maybe lazy, but I kind of like just buying some of those great, because these guys spent years and years and years perfecting it.
Don't go with the why mess with it comment. You mess with everything, brother.
I know, but there are some things I have no problem with saying, go get this guy. Because, yeah, sure, can I talk about all the seasonings? Yeah.
But you won't.
Nope.
That's where I was going with this. Now you know. I will tell you that one that he hasn't mentioned yet is sugar. there is some sugar in the chili that he makes and we make. And it just takes a little bit of the acidity off those tomatoes. And
but
it
if gives you over-smoke everything, you can't take the smoke off.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, that might have been by example right there. So coming up next, we'll bring this train to the station. Stick with us.